Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to this Monday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's great to have you with us today. We're very excited about what we're launching off today. But first, let me introduce my dear friend David Holland, one of the producers of this program, also a man who brings us great wisdom and perspective on these topics. Dave, great to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. Good to be here, especially at a time when I know you're battling a little bit of voice weariness.
Yes.
You've been doing a lot of public speaking, a lot of radio interviews, a few television interviews as well.
Yes.
And that's got your voice just a little bit fatigued. So don't adjust your radio sets. But Stephen feels fine. He's just a little vocally weary.
I appreciate you saying that. I also want to be hopefully living out a little bit of the message today, which is endurance.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Christian life, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
You know, of all the people that I have, I guess I've written biographies of six or seven different people and studied, of course, dozens more like most people. And I have to tell you that the key constantly is not that they're the smartest or the best looking or the most talented. It's that they endured.
Yep.
In every case, from Churchill to Derek Prince, from Columbus to Helen Keller, they simply endured. And that's what we're going to be studying today. Derek Prince is going to be teaching us about how endurance is essential. And I really want you to soak in this truth. We live in an add water and stir microwave society. We think that if problems last more than 15 minutes, that they are, you know, permanent life-altering experiences. And Derek, I think, is going to help us have a longer view. So let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about how endurance is essential.
Now tell me, do you think that there's such a thing as an unsuccessful Christian? By that I mean someone who has made a commitment of his life or her life to Christ and who sincerely wants to be successful as a Christian and yet somehow never really makes it. Do you perhaps know people like that in your own circle of acquaintances? Permit me to go one step further with my questions. Are you perhaps such a person? You have committed your life to Christ, and you do sincerely want to be the kind of Christian that's portrayed in the New Testament. And yet the fact is, you really are not successful. Let me begin by assuring you of one thing, that God has made all necessary provision for you to succeed as a Christian. Therefore, if you are not succeeding, it must be that you are not availing yourself of the provision that God has made. You see, there are a number of different elements which go together to make up a strong, successful Christian character. And if any one of these essential elements is lacking in your character, you will never be able to achieve the success you desire. It's like baking a cake. If one of the essential ingredients is missing, you can go through all the procedure of baking, but the cake will never turn out right. In my talks this week, I'm going to deal with one of these essential elements that go to make up a strong, successful Christian. Furthermore, if as you listen to me, you become aware that this particular element is indeed lacking in your character, I'm going to tell you how you can make up the deficiency, how you can acquire this element in your character. I wonder if you can guess what I have in mind. Quite probably you can't. So let me tell you, it's endurance or perseverance. Either word is used in various translations, but they usually translate one and the same word. So think in terms of endurance or perseverance. Now I want to turn to a passage in Matthew chapter 24, where Jesus sketches a vivid prophetic picture of what the world will look like as the present age draws to a close. The world we see around us today corresponds in many respects to this picture. As I read the words of Jesus, I invite you to consider in your mind how many of the things that Jesus mentions are very obviously present in our contemporary civilization. This is what Jesus says in Matthew 24, verses 6 through 13. And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation, and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations on account of my name. And at that time many will fall away from the Christian faith, and will betray one another, and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise, and will mislead many. And because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end, it is he who shall be saved. That's not a very pleasant picture of what the world's going to be like. There are a lot of evil things, frightening things. But Jesus points out the one essential requirement to come safely through all of that and to find salvation. It's there in that last verse that I read, the one who endures to the end, it is he who shall be saved. The essential key, both to survival and to success, is in that last phrase, the one who endures. The key requirement is endurance. We could turn also to a parallel passage in Mark's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 13. It's a similar passage referring to the same situation. Jesus says there, you will be hated by all on account of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved. Notice there it's put in the past tense, the one who has endured to the end. In other words, you don't know you've made it till you've made it. You've got to get there before you can be sure. So you have to have endured to the end to come through into salvation in its fullest sense. We see then that endurance is essential, especially in the times in which we are living, and my personal view is that the times are not going to get any easier. Endurance is essential for survival and for success. So we're faced with a very important practical question. How can we cultivate endurance? How can we be sure that we have this essential ingredient in our total makeup?
You know, the Bible says that the one who endures to the end is the one who will be saved. But I'd like to broaden that a little bit, because it's the one who endures who normally prospers. It's the one who endures who normally achieves great things. It's the one who endures who delivers nations. That's the counsel of history and the counsel of the Word of God. Let's be the people who endure and are ultimately saved and made whole. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
There are invisible spiritual powers in heavenly places. Hierarchies of angels are engaged in war on a scale that most Christians cannot imagine. And you are being drawn into the action. Why? Because as a follower of Jesus, you can play a key role in determining the outcome. The question is, are you ready to take your place in God's plan for the finale of the ages? In his new book, Rules of Engagement, Derek Prince offers the guidance you need to take your place in this monumental conflict. With it, you'll discover how to develop the character of a warrior and become more and more like Jesus Christ, your commanding officer. You'll gain confidence and learn what you need to know to complete the mission. To order your copy for only $12.95, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Order Rules of Engagement and conquer the trials you face now and prepare for victory in the greater battles to come. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Delighted that you're here. You know what I love is when a teacher of the Word of God does not just teach the big picture and forget to give me the practicalities. And that's what Derek's about to do. He's taught us the big picture, but now he's going to teach us not just the importance of endurance, but how to cultivate endurance in our life. I can't wait to hear this. Let's listen.
The essential key, both to survival and to success, is in that last phrase, the one who endures. The key requirement is endurance. We could turn also to a parallel passage in Mark's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 13. It's a similar passage referring to the same situation. Jesus says, "There you will be hated by all on account of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved." Notice there it's put in the past tense, the one who has endured to the end. In other words, you don't know you've made it till you've made it. You've got to get there before you can be sure. So you have to have endured to the end to come through into salvation in its fullest sense. We see then that endurance is essential, especially in the times in which we are living, and my personal view is that the times are not going to get any easier. Endurance is essential for survival and for success. So we're faced with a very important practical question. How can we cultivate endurance? How can we be sure that we have this essential ingredient in our total makeup? I'm going to turn to some words of Paul in Romans chapter 5, the first five verses, 1 through 5. "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand." That's the entrance into the Christian life. We're justified, we're acquitted of our guilt and our sin, we're received on the basis of our faith, we have access into the grace of the Christian life. Now Paul speaks about what lies after we've gained access. He says, "We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." That's our eternal future that we see before us, and it fills us with joy. But in the present, Paul goes on to say, things may not altogether be like that. "Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings." I wonder whether you've ever considered that sentence, "We rejoice in our sufferings." Is that how you respond to sufferings? It's a paradoxical response, but Paul has a reason for saying it. He says, "We rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance," or endurance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. In other words, perseverance is so essential that we're willing to go through the sufferings which alone can build perseverance in us. Suffering produces perseverance or endurance. Perseverance produces character. You see, we're talking about a complete Christian character. And character produces hope, an attitude of steady optimism. Hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. And then we become vessels for the love of God. You see, let me give you a simple illustration. You can mold a pot of clay and it can be the right shape and you can try to put something into it like a fluid. But if it's not first baked in the fire, it won't be firm, it won't be solid, and it'll be porous. The water will leak out. That's like our character. We cannot contain the love of God in our hearts until we've become a fire-baked vessel. And the fire that bakes the vessel and makes it hard, enduring, and able to contain what God puts in it is the fire of suffering. So we rejoice in suffering, because suffering produces perseverance or endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope, and we become vessels for the love of God. Just one more word about endurance before I close this message. I want to turn to the Epistle of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. James says this, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds." Again, we have to pause and ask ourselves, is that how we react to trials? Do we consider it pure joy? Why? For the same reason that Paul gives. "Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James is saying essentially the same as Paul. He says when we face trials, opposition, difficulties, suffering, we should count it pure joy. Why? Because of what's coming out of it. Trials and testings produce perseverance or endurance. And when endurance has been allowed to do its full work, then we become mature and complete, not lacking anything. See, that's the goal. That's what God is after. That's what we have to be after in our own lives. We have to unite with God and His purpose for us, which is to produce a complete, full-rounded, successful Christian character. And that's described in those three words or three phrases: mature, grown up, complete, not lacking anything. And then James goes ahead and says, not lacking anything. Do you want to be the kind of Christian who's not lacking anything? Then you have to go through the process. The process is trials and testings. As we go through these, it's like the vessel that's being baked in the fire. It strengthens us. It gives us real strength, stability, and the ability to contain what God wants to put in us. And then out of endurance comes maturity and completeness, and we're no longer deficient in any character or aspect that's required to make us successful Christians.
You know, maybe we've just been given a key as to why most people don't endure. It's because endure means passing the test. To endure means going through the sufferings, going through the hard things, knowing that it's going to make you mature and complete, not lacking anything, but willing to endure the hard stuff. We have a rose garden Christianity today. We want the easy things. But I'll tell you what, a champion people, a victorious people, are going to learn how to endure, and they're going to take the land. So much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
There are invisible spiritual powers in heavenly places. Hierarchies of angels are engaged in war on a scale that most Christians cannot imagine. And you are being drawn into the action. Why? Because as a follower of Jesus, you can play a key role in determining the outcome. The question is, are you ready to take your place in God's plan for the finale of the ages? In his new book, Rules of Engagement, Derek Prince offers the guidance you need to take your place in this monumental conflict. With it, you'll discover how to develop the character of a warrior and become more and more like Jesus Christ, your commanding officer. You'll gain confidence and learn what you need to know to complete the mission. To order your copy for only $12.95, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Order Rules of Engagement and conquer the trials you face now and prepare for victory in the greater battles to come. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Delighted that you're with us here on this Monday as we're launching this wonderful series by Derek Prince on endurance. And to help me really think this through and apply it to all of our lives is my dear friend David Holland, one of the producers of this program. Always brings some wonderful perspective. Dave, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. You know, as Derek was teaching today, several times I heard the voice in my head of a man who, when I was a child, was sort of a grandfather figure in my life. And anytime I or anyone else would start to bellyache or complain about something, usually something trivial, he would say, "You have need of endurance, my son." And I can totally hear him saying that. And that is absolutely such a neglected key to success in the Christian life.
You know, this topic is one that really gets me excited because I spend a good deal of my life distilling principles of success and leadership and spiritual growth from the great people of history, from the pages of history. And I'm telling you that one of the most fundamental truths of history is that victory, that success, does not necessarily come to the best looking or the strongest, or the sexiest, or the smartest, or the richest. In fact, it rarely does.
Right.
It normally comes to those who simply stay in the fight. And it reminds me of when my mother, who has passed away, went to, I think, her 35th or 40th high school reunion or something. I frankly can't remember. And I called her and asked her how it went. She just said, well, the nerds won. Mm-hmm. And when I asked her to explain, she basically said all the kids in high school you would have thought would have been real successful, the good-looking ones, the ones from rich families, the ones who got the deal to Harvard, none of them really achieved much in their lives. But the ones who were the underdogs, the ones who were, in her words, the nerds, she didn't just mean technical nerds, they accomplished magnificent things because they just had to stay in there and slug it out.
Right.
And boy, is that a lesson for the Christian life.
No doubt. The the saying is, if you don't quit, you win. And for the believer, that's absolutely true, which is why I think one of the principal ministries of the enemy against the believer is the ministry of discouragement. You know, the attempt or the effort is to just to get us to simply quit, because if we won't quit, if we'll maintain hope and expectation, as Derek was encouraging us today, we will eventually win. That's absolutely the lesson.
Well, and Derek's going to dive a bit more into this, of course, throughout the week. It's going to be a marvelous time. But, you know, we can already begin to put together a little short list of things that people ought to have in their life if they're going to endure.
Absolutely.
They ought to have, for example, some feeding system. You know, we sometimes laugh at people who listen to motivational tapes all the time. But quite frankly, anything you've got to do to keep motivation pumping in your veins is important. Second of all, you need people around you who encourage you and say, man, you can make this. You can do this. God's with you, that kind of thing. And of course, ultimately, you need a big sense of destiny and a sense of the magnetic pull of your calling. All of those things are important. Of course, Derek's going to add more. But I think there are a lot of our folks out there who need a fresh attachment to this whole idea of endurance.
Absolutely. And we have to just stay in there and fight. And like I mentioned a moment ago, often that's a fight against discouragement, which the enemy is trying to bring against us. And we have a resource available at Derek Prince Ministries. Actually, it's our featured resource this week that is very much about how to successfully conduct that warfare, to do that battle. You know, when Derek was with us before he was with the Lord, he would write regularly to the friends and partners of the ministry, and he would pour out of his heart and out of his experience, what the Lord was showing him, and he would teach them, and he would pour into their lives through teaching letters. Across 10 years, 10 years of those teaching letters were accumulated that were very much centered on the subject of spiritual warfare. Well, recently, those were collected into a book called The Rules of Engagement. These are the teaching letters of Derek Prince about spiritual warfare, which is very, very key to this fight of endurance that we're talking about today. You can go online and receive that book or call to order it. The book is $12.95. Again, the title is Rules of Engagement, and it will really give anyone a deep, comprehensive view of Derek Prince's wisdom and insight on conducting spiritual warfare. The number there, if you want to call and order that book, again, Rules of Engagement, is 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or you can go online and get it at derekprince.org.
You know, Dave, I'm really excited about this week of programs that we have because I love doing interviews, and I love doing interviews with people who are from around the world.
Yeah.
Sort of reporting in, letting us know what's going on in the world. And at the back end of every program we have this week, we've got some marvelous interviews with DPM national directors, with all kinds of people, and it's going to be a fascinating week. So while we're learning about endurance from the teaching of Derek Prince, we're also going to be learning about how endurance plays out in the lives of some real heroes of the faith in our time.
So awesome.
I'm excited about that. Thanks for being with me, buddy.
Thank you.
Listen, that's all the time that we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Tuesday as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your copy of Derek's book, Rules of Engagement. Call toll free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Rules of Engagement when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.